far the Pshat in our Mishnah's occurrence where Rameh Yeshita, that Rameh is very machmer and says, Kol ha-mishana mimatebeya ha-shatov ha-chachom ha-begitin is avlad posel, the get is posel. Avu ha-chachom ha-moyim ha-chachom say no, afilo lo-kosev elo l'shem santa shavir ha-reizu ma-gereshes. Even though you don't write down the name of the king of the city, you don't say this is the third year of the king of Bovel. You only write this is the third year of the santa, it could be like a senator, some other type of an official in the city. But that's also good. Rashi says, Santa Forsha of Basra, Bar Mechenveni Zokin, and Mamun Aliyah's Boki Benachlas Gvul, Sode Shel Kolishrish. Rashi says it means a person that takes care of the survey knows the boundary of everybody's fields. Could be he's also a man that works for a governor, a government. So if you write his name, like, yeah, from his appointment, that's also good. You write this the 10th year since he was appointed to be the surveyor, the get is also kosher. So Rashi says that Zudivir Mimeya, to get Nifsal Mishum Sholom Alchus. So that though we're saying if you make a mistake just because of the Sholom Alchus, that only Reb Meir is makpid upon. For the Chomo, that's not such a big hakpada, and therefore the get would still be good. But it's Masha for Rashi though, but the other cases in the Mishnah, the Chum do agree that if you make a change the way the Chum wants you to write the get would be possible. Just this psul of Sholom Alchus, the Rabbanon argue on. Tomorrow says, the Hugita does wants to get, the Viksivbe Lishum Isantaro de Bisker, was written down from the year that this person was put into appointment. So Rashi says, who is the Isantaro de Bisker? Shilton Shal Bisker. He was the Shultan, the governor of the city Bishur, Avdai Shemelech. He was the servant of the king. So if you write down his year, since how many years he's in office, to get this also kosher. Or forget, that was the case. So Gemara says, Shachur Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chizda, Lekaim the Rabba. Rav Nachman Rav Chizda asked the question in front of Rabba, what's the law in such a case? Ki hai gav namai. What's going to be in such a case? They say, in Bavel, instead of writing down in the date of the get, this is the third year of the king of Bavel, they wrote down this is the second year of this of the Eved of the Melech, of the servant of the Melech. So is the get good or not? Sholchalei answered back, Behold, in this case, Afilo Rabbi Meir Moidi. I'll tell you, even Rabbi Meir would agree here to get this kosher. Here there wouldn't be any concern from Sholom Alchus. My time, what's the reason? May I say Malchusu, we just said he's a servant of the king of Babel. So a king of Babel only feels happy. Like you acknowledge me, you acknowledge my avodim. So if you write down in your star, this is the third year of the Eved of the king of Babel, that's also good. Even Reb Meir would agree that that does not cause problems of Sholom Malchus, therefore the get would be kosher. Sigmaria says, so, Umayshno Misante Shabir, why do we say before that, when you write it down, according to some officer in the city, Rashi says it means the surveyor of the city that knows all the boundaries of the fields, there Reb Meir says it's no good, only the Chum say it's kosher. So what's the difference? Because there also it's an officer in the city. So what's the difference, this officer or that officer? Tumor says, yes, Hosam Zilulu Milsa. I tell you there, that's the lowest type of an officer the king has. A surveyor, it's not such an important office. So therefore, if you only count from the office of the surveyor, that bothers the king. That will make a problem Sholom Malchus. But over here, since you're mentioning the Eved's king, the king, the Eved of the king, that other Rabbah, the king feels happy about it. It's not called a bizoyin. Right. Omer Rabba, Omer Rafuna, Omer Rav, Zu Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is the halacha of Rabbi Meir. That says again, the get is possible if you're Mashana from the Matveya. If you wrote down the wrong date from the wrong king, so the get is possible. Avro Chachomim Moimrim HaVlad Kosher. The Chom say, no, you know the Vlad is kosher. So again, Rashi says, Sholom Alchus Koyi. The Chom are only arguing now in the case of Sholom Alchus. In the case of Sholom Alchus, they disagree, even though you write down the name of a different king, still the get is kosher. Umaydim Chachomim the Rabbi Meir, but the Chachomim do agree to Rabbi Meir, Shemshina Shmoi Ushmo, but if the Sefer makes a mistake in the get and writes the wrong name whether it's the wrong her name or wrong his name, or El Shemira Vishemira Shavlad Mamzer. They make a mistake in the wrong name or the wrong name of the city where they live in, that could even be a psul midiraisa, then the kid is a mamzer. That's for sure as possible. Like, that's not called writing a get. In the get, you have to have the right names of the man, the wife, the place. That's even midiraisa. Omer Rav Ashi, Vashi says, Afana namitanina. We also learned like this. The what? Shino shmoi. Ushmo, if the sofer made a mistake and wrote the wrong name of the husband, or the wrong name of the wife. Or El Shem Iroi V'Shem Iroi, they made a mistake in the wrong city where the husband or where the wife lives in. The halacha is Teitzei Mizeh Mizeh. That she, the get is Posel, and if she remarried, she has to go out from the second husband also. And V'chol Adrocha Melobo. All the chumras of our mission apply to here. So Mara says, Ho Man Ketonila, who said this case? Eloi Merab Meir, because Rab Meir that say in this case, Li'avinu V'lisninu. Why only this case? Rav Meir says all the cases, even Shalom Alchus. Hele Shmamina Rabbanu Shmamina. Shmamina, this is not Rav Meir Shita. Because this Shita is the Rabbanu Shita that only hold over here is the get posel. If you made a mistake in the names or the place where they live. But if you made a mistake according to the kingdom, Al Shalom Alchus, there the Rabbanu say that's not so bad, the get would still be kosher. Then the Mishnah said, Kol Aroi Yishomru. Another case in the Mishnah was a case where, let's say, your brother died, and he had no children, so it was a mitzvah yibum. But your brother was married to two wives, and one of the two wives was an erva to you. That's the first Mishnah in Yevamos. There are 15 different ervas. Let's say your brother was married to your mother-in-law, or else your brother was married to your sister-in-law, and also to another wife. So now when your brother dies, since your sister-in-law is an erva to you, you can't be miyabima, so the other wife is also free. There's no mitzvah yibum on the other one. And then the Mishnah says, what's going to be if later on we find out that your sister-in-law was an islandess? We find out when she grows up, she has no more simonim, and therefore the kedushin was never chal, your brother was never married to her. So it comes out your brother was only married to the other wife. If so, that wife was mutter to you. So now that wife is really a Shemeres Yavam. She had no right to get married to somebody else because she was still Zakat Yibum. So Mr. says, though, if she did get married to somebody else, so again, Taitzi Mizeh Mizeh. So Gemara says, Nisuin, the Mishnah's Mashma only caused this other wife of your brother remarried to somebody else. So since she had Nisuin with somebody else, therefore, she, and that's the Isser, because really she's still a Shemeres Yavam, so therefore she has to go out. But Mashna Zinoloi, let's say she only had Znus with another man. She didn't marry with the other man, she only lived with another man. Mashma then, she would not be Yosef to the first Yavam. The first brother would still be able to marry her. Or be able to make a Yibam. This the Gemara says, Leima Tiyavat Yuchta to Rav Hamnuna. If so, this should be a question on Rav Hamnuna. To Yomer Rav Hamnuna, Rav Hamnuna Shitar is, Shomeres Yavam. Shezinsa, in a case where one husband died, and there is another brother alive. So the wife now is a Shemeres Yavam. That means she's not allowed to marry anybody. She has to wait until her husband's brother either is Miyabim her, or else gives the Chalitza. So let's say before something happened, she lives with another man. She has Nus with another man. So Abhuna says, Yishino, Asura Liyivma. From that Nus, she's also now to the brother. She can't make Yibim anymore. So the Chural Mishnah is not like Rav Hamnuna, because our Mishnah is Mashma only because she remarried somebody else. But Mashma, if she didn't marry the person, she only had Znus, then she would be a Mutter. So Mara says, Loi, I'll tell you no, could be our Mishnah goes according to Rav Hamnuna. I'll tell you, Loi Nisu. The Mishnah true says if she remarried, but really, who Adin Lizinui? The same halacha could apply if she only had Znus, if she just lived with another man. That she would be also now to have Yibum with the Yavam. If so, Fahai Diktoni Nisu, why does the Mishnah say the case is Nisu where she remarried? Why doesn't it just say Znus? So I'll tell you, Poshid, Lishna Mal Yenokid. The Mishnah wants to say a nice Loshin, a nice case. We don't talk about Znus. We would rather say that what happens now if this wife, that she thought that she was no Mitzvah Yibum, because she thought that the only brother that's alive is an erva to the other tzara. So she thought she's mutter to remarry. So she thought she's doing it better. But still there was a tiny upon her, vice versa, she should have waited. That since it's possible to find out that maybe that erva was an islandess, in other words, we're talking about most probably she was a young girl. because by the age of 20 we could tell if she's an idleness or not. So really the other wife shouldn't have remarried so fast. She should have waited a while till we could really tell whether the first wife was an idleness or not. So since she did not wait and instead she remarried, she's a little bit at fault. Therefore we say this kenas of taitzim mizer mizer, and all the chumas of the mission apply to her. Vika the army, some say nisu no vuadin lezinu. The mission, they start off right away. That our mission says if she remarried to somebody as this shemeres yavam, the same halach would apply if she has nus with another man, that she would be also to the yavam. If so, the Gemara says then, Lema Messiah le'Rav Hamnuna. Let's say then our Mishnah is a complete raya proof to Rav Hamnuna's halacha, that the Yomer Rav Hamnuna, Shemeres Yavam, Shezimtza Yavam, Shemeres Yavam, that adds Nus, the halacha is Asura le'Yavama. She's also to have Yibam with a Yavama. So for our Mishnah is mashma like that. Gemara says, no, could be there's no proof in our Mishnah. I tell you, Loi Niso Davka, that our Mishnah only talks about where she had Nisuyin, where she remarried to another man. Then we say, she's now that we found out she's really still a Shemeres Yavam, she has to go out from the second husband, and she can't have Yibim either. I'll tell you, Dafka, Mishum, the Michlacha B'Isha, because she could be exchanged in the case of your own wife. She'olach Balal Lamdina Sayom, in the case when the husband went away overseas. There, there's a gzera, like Rashi explains. Rashi is a michlachah b'isha. The b'isha in the case where the wife that her husband left town, ubo v'yomru lo meis balcha, and then two edim came back and told the wife, you should know, we saw the way your husband died. So v'nisais, she's allowed to remarry, and she went to remarry. To yathrinan over there lo le meheder. There, if later the first husband comes back, so even though she was an honest, the fact she remarried, still we say she's also to live with the first husband anymore. Maybe people say, Girish Rishon, people will know the story that time she remarried because she thought the first husband would die. But people think that the first husband first gave her a get, and therefore she remarried to another man. And now the second husband is giving her a get, and she's going back to the first husband. And that's also, you're not allowed to be machta yogaru shosoi after she lived with another man. See, there's a gzeira. V'chaz harishon nechziru l'ach gerash l'sheni. V'nimtza machta gerash shosoi mishenisais. So if you have such a gzeira, hocha nam yiros, Armina, people will say, hocha, that shema yomru cholet ze, maybe the first yogan gave a chalitza, v'nosu ze, then she remarried to the second man, and now she's going to live back to the first one, and that's also. So maybe that's why the Mishnah only says in the case where she had Nisuyin, if she lived with another man. Because then it could be that the first one gave Chalitza, and she lived with another man, now she's also to go back to the Yavam. But in the case where she did not marry the second man, only Znus, maybe there's no Gzera, there she would be Mutter back to the Yavam. So Pkitza from our Mishnah, there's no proof to Rav Hamnuna one way or the other way. Here then the Mishnah says, "Ha'akreinu says Yevimtai, if the brother marries one of the Yevamis, again one brother died and he had two wives, so they were two normal wives. So the brother that's alive, what he has to do is just make Yibum to one of them. When you make Yibum to one of them, automatically the second one is mutter; she's allowed to remarry. That's what happened. The brother that's alive made Yibum to one of the two wives, so the second one is allowed to remarry." And then it comes up later, the Mishnah says that we find out that the wife, that the brother was Miyabim, she was an idleness. She couldn't have any children, as when she grew up, she had Simonim, she was an idleness. So if so, we say that Yibim was Betois, because it comes out now that the first brother was never married to her. Since she's an idleness, it's a Svarah to Mekach Tois, the first brother was never married to her. So who was the first brother married to? Only to the second wife. So if so, now the second wife now comes out, have no right to remarry. Because if the second wife was the only one married to your brother, so she's the only Yavama. So now she's called the Yavama, she's a Shemeres Yavam. She has to wait for the brother to be Miyabim her. So now that she remarried, the Mishnah says she has to receive a get from a new husband, and she's Taitse Mizeh Mizeh. So Gemara says, Utsrich, we need both cases in the Mishnah. Tiyash Minabach Kamai, so we only hear the first case, where one was an erva, mishum de la yikaya mitzvah yibum. Over there, the pshat is that the brother did not do Yibam at all. In the first case, when your first brother had two wives, and one was an erva to you, so the second one went out free. But you did not make Yibam at all. So there we'll say, maybe we'll make a kenas, that later when we find out the erva was an idleness, that you still have to have Yibam, it's faith mizeh mizeh. But in the second case of the Mishnah, over there we're talking about that the brother did make Yibum. But the only thing later it came out, the Yibum that he made was Betoyus, because she was an idleness. But I call upon him, he did the Mitzvah Yibum. So maybe there we don't have to make a Kenas upon the second wife. Like there, maybe she's not so much at fault, she didn't have to really wait. Because Lamaisa, the brother made Yibum. So maybe there she's allowed to be married right away. Kamash will know, even there she should have waited a while to see if she's really an idleness or not. Now, the Yashmin and Hocha, but only here, the second case of the Mishnah, Mishum the Korom Yekamei. The second case, the Pshat is, because like Koponim, when the husband died, both of the wives were falling to Yibum. Just the brother was Miyabim one, he took a choice, he was Miyabim one. But even the other one was Rami Kami Yibum. There was a Mitzvah Yibum that she did have Zika. Just when the brother was Miyabim, the other wife, she went out free. But since she had Zika to her, maybe there it's more strict. Mashenka and Avalosam were in the first case of the Mishnah, where when the brother died, the two wives, one of them was an erva to the brother alive. So it comes out both of them did not fall to Yibum right away. So the Lerom Yekaimei, since she did not fall to Yibum, a Malai, maybe there we do not make any Knossois, Kumatzricha. We need the Chiddush in both cases, yes, then we make a Knoss. There's a Knoss, both ways we make a Knoss. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, Kosav HaSoifer, if the Soifer wrote the Get, V'tor V'nosan Get Liyisha V'shoiver. So Reb Lezer Waim Im Liyalta Yotza. The Mishnah says, if the husband told the Sofer to write the get, and the wife told the Sofer to write a receipt, which would have been good, but the Sofer made a mistake. By mistake, he gave the get back to the wife, and he gave the receipt back to the husband. And they didn't realize it. They made an exchange. So the husband then gave the piece of paper that he got to his wife, and it came out that all the husband gave his wife was just a receipt. And then the wife gave the get to the husband. So Mishnah says it's possible. But Reb Lezer says it depends. If they find out right away, then we say it's possible. But if we find this out later on, then we say no. Later on, we're afraid that at the beginning what happened was Avada, the husband, gave his wife a good get. And later on, they want to make stories up to change around. They say this happened. But if we find out about this later on, then we don't make the get puzzle. So Gemara says, Hechi dom liyalta, vechi dom liyachazman. What's cool that happens right away, and what's cool that happens later on? So Gemara answers, Amar Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel. Calls the man she yoishvin, the yoish can be yoish inyan. Calls the man that's sitting there and still writing the get, or they're still the soifer is still there, they didn't go home yet. Zeli alter, that's called right away. And when the soifer is still there in the same room, they come out and they give over. The husband gives the piece of paper he gave to his wife, and the wife gives the receipt back. And right away we find out it never happened. So then we say the get is possible. But Amdu, let's say they got up, they went away from this room, like it was finished, the service of the get finished already, and they all went home. Zil liachazman, that's called already liachazman. And right away when they go home, later they come back to Bezdin and say, listen Bezdin, a mistake happened here. I gave my wife the receipt instead of the get, we don't believe the husband anymore. We say he's making up a story, we don't believe, we say the get is good. That's the way Rav Yehuda says. For Rav Ada bar Rav Omar, loy nisais zeh liyalter. Liyalter means kol zman she did not remarry. As long as she did not get married to a second husband, then nemut to say the get is possible. But nisais, once she remarried a second time, zeh liyachazman. That's called liyachazman. That's the way Rav Ada bar Rav says. So Gemara says the Mishnah is mashm like that. Tanan, it says now Mishnah that afterwards, you know why we don't believe them to pass on the get? Because loy kol amenu min arishon labid schusa shalsheni. We don't believe the first one to ruin it for the second one. So Mashmah, there's a second one involved here. So Bishleim l'ravada barava hainu duktoni sheni. He says lachas man means after she remarried. So after she remarried, then we don't believe the husband anymore when he comes up with the story telling us, you should know, the first get I gave my wife was no good. So by mistake, I gave her the receipt and she gave me the get. We don't believe them. Because we say they're making a kanunya, they're making a trick between the two of them, like the husband feels bad, he gave his wife a get, he's jealous, so he's making up with his wife the story to say the first get was no good. But it's good if she already remarried, then we don't believe him to ruin it for the second one. That's what the Mishnah says. Elul Shmuel, my shiny. But according to Shmuel, where's the second person? There's no second person according to Shmuel. Shmuel says, liachas man means after they go away. So Gemara says, schus